Oh man, what's going on, my internet friends? It's your boy Toner from the Nerdcast podcast. Oh, I'm about four pumpkin ales deep right now. I guess you could say my unofficial beer sponsor for semi-drunken Toner thoughts is from the Blue Point Brewing Company. It's their pumpkin ale. I have no idea what their beer advocate score and stuff is, but that's because I'm too lazy to do all that, because I'm not drunk, but I'm a little buzz, and I, you know, don't give a shit about anything at the moment. I just thought I would turn on my microphone and just start rambling. As you can tell, I put a lot of thought into this, a lot of pre-planning. So why am I four pumpkin ales deep? Well, I don't know. Fall's approaching, and I did notice a leaf on my tree did change colors. So I'm like, okay. I can crack open this pumpkin ale. But one of the reasons I cracked it open is because I purchased Captain America Civil War, and I'm glad I did. Unfortunately, I did not go to the theaters and see it. Not because I didn't want to. It's mostly because I was just fucking flat out broke. Made a lot of bad financial decisions in my lifetime, but you know, whatever. But anyway, I purchased this bad boy, watched it today, and holy fuck, that movie was badass. Now I gotta say, between that movie, Winter Soldier is still badass. The second Captain America movie. So, I don't know. This one was pretty damn good. It could be a tie, or I might give a slight edge to Captain America Civil War as being the best Marvel movie to date. So, anyway, it just, from top to bottom, Marvel has got their shit together. Okay? And I am the biggest DC, you know, homer there is. Fucking love Superman, Batman, the whole fucking lineup, all right? I'm not anti-Marvel, but I've just been, you know, a DC fan as long as I can remember. And I know I'm going to sound kind of repetitive, or, you know, you've heard me talk about this on previous podcasts. We've talked about how the DC Entertainment Universe or Cinematic Universe just clearly doesn't have a grasp on what it is they want or what they're trying to accomplish, where Marvel, it clearly has the shit down. So, now granted, Marvel's been at this since 2007, 2008. Pardon my slurring speech. So, yeah, they've been at it for 8 or 9 years now, since Iron Man 1, you know, debuted in theaters. And what I find funny is that Marvel has clearly, like, laid this blueprint out as far as what needs to be done on a shared cinematic universe, okay? So let's call them... I'm also an Apple homer as well. So we'll call Marvel, like, the iPhone, okay? Now, DC, they could have done... like a Samsung, we'll say, where, you know, Samsung acts like, you know, they're some big badass, you know, innovative guys, when really they just kind of, you know, took what Apple already did, already went public and shit, and like, yeah, you know, we can make our phones bigger and, you know, have better cameras, you know, and shit, and then, you know, act like, you know, we're the first one to introduce this smartphone shit. Which really, no, you didn't. You just copied off Apple and, you know, made your shit bigger. That's what she said. And, you know, added some better cameras. Which, okay, that's fine. You're giving consumers another choice. So, you know, I'll give you that. But, you know, let's not act like you were the first one to the fucking party. No, you weren't, you know. So, anyway, instead of DC going like the Samsung route and following... you know, the blueprint laid by Apple, or, you know, a.k.a. Marvel, with how to do their movies right. Not saying you copy them, you know, fucking step for step, But they've already kind of laid the groundwork for you. So you're like, oh, shit, here's what we need to do. So instead of going like the, you know, the Samsung Galaxy route and shit, they went the fucking BlackBerry route, which is like, hey, let's just put out a fucking shit product. And maybe people will buy it. No, they're not going to buy it because it's a shit product. We've had three DC cinematic films. We've had Man of Steel, Batman v Superman, and Suicide Squad. Now, out of those three movies I just mentioned, it should be a no-brainer which one of those movies you would consider, you know, I guess number one out of that very short list. It would be Batman v Superman. But you would be wrong. If you've watched those three films, you would know that Man of Steel would be ranked number one. Suicide Squad, which is pretty much a, I guess B, C, and Z listers with, yeah, I don't know. I guess you could say Joker. He's definitely an A-list. And for the comic book nerds, I guess you would throw Harley Quinn in there as well, maybe an A/B. But the B and Z listers, number two, and then Batman v Superman at number three, which, fuck, it pains me to say, but out of those three films, Batman v Superman, easily the worst. So, and it's a shame. That movie should have easily made fucking more than the Avengers. In all honesty. You got the two biggest comic book heroes on the fucking planet. The two biggest, most well-known comic book superheroes on the planet. And it was, yeah. Maybe you can consider it a financial success. But in the grand scheme of things, it was a pretty much a steaming pile of shit. With the exception, the Ultimate Edition, as I've already stated a million times before, the Ultimate Edition is pretty solid. I give a shit that it's a three-hour cut. But it's a better edit and a better cut of that, you know, train wreck of a film. But anyway, like I said, this is just some random semi-drunken toner thoughts here. I watched Civil War, and I'm just blown away. Not that it's like the greatest movie ever, but they just fucking know what they're doing. I'm like, man. After eight or nine years, and shit, how many movies are they on now? 19 or 20? It's something ridiculous like that, and they're still going strong. It's like there's almost no signs of, what do they call it? Like the sequel or franchise fatigue and shit. I mean, this movie, like I said, it's like their fucking 19th or 20th. And it's still made over $400 million domestically. And I think it's around 1.1 something billion worldwide. So, they've got the recipe, they've got their blueprint. I mean Marvel, and they're sticking with it, and they just need to keep doing it. These guys can just essentially go on forever, and more than likely they will. And you know, they're going to keep generating money. And as myself and the rest of the Nerdcast crew have talked about in previous episodes, we're hoping that with the release of Wonder Woman coming sometime in the summer of 2017, and then we got Justice League. I believe it's just part one. In the fall of 2017, you know, hoping they're going to rebound strongly and, you know, get their shit together on their shared universe. Because DC definitely has the potential. They've got the roster. And they have the resources. So there's no reason why they should be... granted, it's kind of like a two-horse race, but it's not even a close second. Marvel has lapped them like three fucking times. It's truly pathetic. But anyway, Jay, when you edit this, if you want, you can put up all the fucking stats up for my unofficial beer sponsor, which Pumpkin Ale. Oh, God, it's the tits. I gotta say, this is the first time I've tried the Pumpkin Ale from Blue Point Brewing. Apparently, these guys are located in Long Island, I guess, from what I can tell. And these guys are the tits. I'm, after I stop this recording, I'm probably going to finish that six pack I bought. But don't drink and drive, kids. Drink responsibly. You know, I mean, if you're like 21 or whatever, don't be stupid. But anyway, this is just random semi-drunken toner thoughts. Represent the Nerdcast podcast, which is not your regular dialogue. Who knows if I'll do this again. If I happen to have one too many beers and decide to turn on the microphone and just start recording, then, you know, I guess we'll have another episode of some random drunken toner thoughts. But until then, in case you don't know our website, it's nerdcast.com. That's NYRDCAST.com. We're also on Twitter and Instagram at Nerdcast. Again, that's NYRDCAST. We're on Facebook. Fucking Google it. And we're also part of the Inside Joke Outside Voice podcast. God damn it. Sorry. My fucking air conditioning just came on. Anyway, ignore that in the background if you happen to hear it. We're part of the Inside Joke Outside Voice podcast network. Check out IJOV.net. Check us out and all the other fantastic podcasts that are on that network. Again, I go by the name of Toner. And until next time, do whatever it is you do. Peace.